This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
All right, it's the Morning Mess. It's time for another one. It's time for a staycation. Shut up. All right, Morning Mess, let's say good morning to Tamara.
Morning.
Morning.
Miss Tamara, I can tell by the sound of your voice, you need to get to the bottom of what's going on with Ernie, right?
Yeah, I do.
Now, he's your boyfriend?
Yeah, he is. We've been together for 2 years.
Okay. You're calling us about the staycation setup. You think he's cheating. Why now?
Yeah, it's all kind of like weird because I feel it's a body image thing that I think he's going through and I'm sort of in turn going through myself. I've always been in pretty good shape, but definitely packed on the quarantine 15. But my boyfriend, Ernie, on the other hand, he's gotten into some really good shape. He looks great. And, you know, I wasn't expecting it. It kind of just came out of nowhere, and mm-hmm. he lost the weight so quickly. But at the same time, it's really been doing it for me because he's never looked as good in the 2 years that we've been together.
How is this the problem, though?
Well, because when I try to get closer to him sexually, he'll just make up, like, every excuse about why it's just not the right time. We just can't get it on in that moment.
Oh.
He's probably tired.
Yeah.
From what?
From the other girl, out. Yeah. Working out. He's working out with someone else. Is that what you're thinking?
So it's like 50-50. I'm thinking that, but I'm also thinking, like, is there something wrong with me?
Oh.
And it's just that. Like,
is there?
Getting
I'm asking the question for real. Right, is anything wrong with you?
I mean, I put on some weight, but 15 pounds, I could have gained, like, 10 and been fine, so I'm just a little bit older.
I know, I like it a little extra. You know what I mean? Like, heavy like a Chevy, thicker than a Snicker.
Here's the thing, Tamara. I totally understand you maybe feeling a little bit insecure about your own body, and that's normal. A lot of people are going through that. But why would you think, like, right away that Ernie's cheating on you? He could maybe just be tired from the gym. Not another girl, Joey. You know, there could be another reason for this. Have you tried talking to him?
I haven't talked to him, but I did call up my mom and talked about it with her. And I have to tell you, like, after that conversation, I am really worried that he might be cheating on me.
What did she say?
She just said kind of what I think you guys were hinting at a second ago here. Like, if he's not getting it from you, he's making up his excuses. Well, he has to be getting it from somewhere.
Right. He's bench pressing someone else.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you feel that way. I mean, I'm a little concerned that you haven't talked to him about this yet. Now, if we do the staycation setup, we're going to call him up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. If he says any other name than yours, I mean, then you know he's cheating. But are you ready for us to do that?
I'm ready for you to do that, but I do want to ask that if he does say my name, can you guys just hang up?
What a chicken. Why people do that, man?
Why?
Because you should apologize so that you thought that he was cheating.
Yeah, but at least I'll have my answer, and I can go about it like it never happened.
Right. You know what? We're going to be on your side because that's what we're supposed to do. If you want to hang up on him, you can hang up. We'll stay on the line and let him know what's going on.
Carla!
I'm definitely.
You really have me.
All right, Tamara. I don't know what's the deal with Carla, but we had to deal with it every day. So bear with us.
What?
We're going to call up Ernie, see if he's cheating on you. Hopefully he's not. You have doubt that he is. Maybe he's not, and it'll just be egg on your face. Or
I
even
hope
someone
so.
Else's face.
Oh, my
God. Stop.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to just stay case set up next. Morning Mess.
God.
It's the Morning Mess in the middle of a staycation setup. We spoke to Tamara. She let us know she's concerned that her man Ernie might be cheating because he has been hitting the gym quite hard. He's looking kind of good, says Tamara. Now, Tamara, you know that during this quarantine, you gained that quarantine 15, as we all have.
Yep, I have.
But your man hasn't, and you think he might be cheating on you because he's a little too tired for you in the bedroom.
Yeah, we're not connecting the same because he's, like, really into how he looks. He's always checking himself out. Doesn't feel the same.
And here's the thing, though. You didn't talk to him about it. You talked to your mom, and she convinced you.
She convinced me that I need to look further into it, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, mama knows best.
Maybe, maybe not. That's why you're calling us, so we can do the staycation setup and see if he is cheating or not. And you did say that if we do the romantic weekend offer for him, and if he says your name, that we're going to hang up, guys, right?
I ain't hanging up. Carly, you hanging up?
Mm-mm, I'm hanging on.
I'm hanging out. I'm going to let him know that he's owed an apology.
Okay.
Tamara, you ready to find out the truth, the holy truth, and nothing but the truth?
Why?
So help you, Kim.
Yeah.
So help you, Kim.
Can't say God anymore, remember?
Okay, okay.
All right, we ready?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Ernie?
Who's calling?
Ernie, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. I was actually just calling with some good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in the penthouse suite with our honeymoon package. I was just calling to confirm details, but I wanted to congratulate you for being the winner.
I never heard of this place before. Who are you again?
Well, that's kind of part of our problem. So we just opened up here locally, and we were looking to give this weekend to you in exchange for reviews on Google and Yelp. So you could help us build our presence online so more people can get to know us.
Okay, and what do you need from me?
The reviews, and if you could just answer a few questions for this weekend stays reservation, I can have you all set up. I just want to assure you one other thing is it is free. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes included with the stay.
You know, I just kind of weird. I don't really give out my personal information over the phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know that this may come across as, like, completely random, but I want to assure you I don't need any more personal info besides what I have right now. Just need some questions answered to make your weekend as best as possible.
Okay, can you ask me some questions, and then can I ask you questions afterwards? Because I have some questions on my own. Is that cool?
That's totally fine, yeah. I appreciate that. Let me go ahead and get started so we can answer some of your questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my first question with this free romantic weekend stay is we leave a personalized note. This is for your guest of honor for the romantic weekend. I wanted to see if you had a special message you'd like to leave for your guest.
Yeah, right on it. For my one and only.
I got that. Now, my next question for you, Ernie, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
All right, Christina.
Who the f*** is Christina? I have been so good to you. Who is Christina?
Hey, really quick, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess.
What are you doing bringing in the radio somewhere like this? Is this really how you want to handle our problems, bringing me on the radio?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have been here for it. Great to you. I've done everything that you've asked, everything you've wanted to do with me. Like,
listen, you were great and all for a long time. But you know what? The thing about it is right now I take care of myself a little bit more. I'm a little bit more concerned about my health, all right? And you're not.
Okay, you know what? It's all about you. That's what I'm hearing from that.
Like, no, it's not all about me. Not all about me. And maybe if you... Listen.
You ask me to find somebody who looks better?
I can't sit here and watch what's happening to you. Maybe if you took care of yourself like I do, I wouldn't have to cheat on you.
Oh, wow. No!
Have to cheat? There's no need for that.
Yeah.
It's the truth. You want the truth? You want to do this with the whole city listening? Fine. You know, how am I supposed to be seen in public when you look the way you look right now?
Oh, that is so uncalled for. There is literally no reason for you to talk to anybody, let alone your girlfriend like that, Ernie. So you've lost a few pounds and now you get to be this disrespectful towards someone that you've been in a relationship with?
Well, if she wants to humiliate me, I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to do the same thing.
Oh my God.
She's not humiliating you. You did that yourself. You're cheating.
Well, maybe she takes better care of herself. I don't know what to say.
Oh, my God. Tamara, looks like you need to take care of another man. That's what you need to do.
Yeah.
Best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody, and I say we dump Ernie and move on to the next man.
Exactly. Like, he doesn't look that good. Let's do
this. Oh,
she said that. She said that. Ernie, you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on, hater. Tamara.
Woof.
Girl, I gotta say, him cheating on you has nothing to do with the way you look and everything to do with the way that he thinks. He's a
I'm never going to talk to him again. I need to get my shit from him, and that's it. Go get it out, and I'm done.
I'm so sorry. I really am. I don't even know what to say besides I'm sorry and I have counseling services.
You need to stay that way, because there's guys that like it a little, you know, greater than the equator. You know what I mean? I know a bunch of guys that will holler at you, Tamara, like to give that muffin a concussion. I'm telling you right now.
The what?
The muffin a concussion?
Why?
Tamara, you down with it?
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta risk it to get that biscuit. If you got 15-pound biscuits, hello, come on.
I appreciate the guys like not only trying to make me laugh right now, but also just help me get to the bottom of this. Because in the long run, it's going to be a good thing.
Right. Don't lose weight. Don't work out.
Unless you want to, do what you want. You want to lose it, lose it. You want to gain it, gain it.
What do we want to do, Tamara? Do we want to gain weight or lose weight?
No, I want to stay where I'm at. I don't even care work on a little bit more.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
She wants to be 10 pounds of sugar.
What is happening?
That way. We're going to get you some counseling services.
Take it. Donuts. Croissants. Take it.
What are you...
2% vitamin D.
What is happening? You guys, put her on hold.
Okay, my phone is blowing up. All my friends are calling for you right now, Tamara, okay?
Love it. All right. Well, give me a little time and then...
Hello, Zach.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Hey, Zach, say he's going to holler at you, okay, Tamara? Oh,
my God. The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.